B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what's cool?
Okay, if you have trouble sleeping, do this one thing with your significant other right before you close your eyes, and
like
you
it.
Will sleep like just, a baby.
Just one little thing.
One little thing.
Before you go night. Okay, Brian, what do you got?
All right, another classic like 90s show that's coming back. A nice reboot.
Dude,
I'm excited.
Loves a reboot.
I'm excited. When
you
they're
really
done
do.
Well.
When they're done well, which is rare. Not many reboots.
I know.
You ever see the Dallas reboot?
No.
Good grief.
You were the only one.
Yes, I was.
Didn't realize there was one.
All in for 10 minutes. Okay, here we go. I'm going to tell you how after you go night-night and you get that little wake-up from the spouse because they're...
Wait a minute. Oh.
They're snoring.
Oh, that wake-up.
Yeah, they're snoring.
Okay. You know.
Wow.
There's some good news if you have a snoring partner.
Oh,
how about
great.
That?
Yes.
Coming up. Okay.
Okay, so if you have trouble sleeping through the night, there is a solution.
Yeah.
But you have to do this one thing with your partner before you go to bed.
Every night?
Every night.
Every night.
Every night.
Every night.
Yeah. Snuggling. Cuddling and snuggling.
Okay.
It can help you sleep.
Well, we're out of luck.
Why?
Well, my wife doesn't go to bed with me.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm in bed early.
Who she go to bed with?
Who's she snuggling with?
You sleep deeper when you snuggle initially, apparently.
Nice
maybe it's
know.
Like, you know,
yeah.
An animal thing.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Usually is. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Hands up.
But I am.
Yeah. That's good, LBF.
Yeah, you a snuggler, Bob?
Depends on the weather.
Oh, that's yeah, because if it's hot.
Yeah, no.
You're like,
back off.
All right. Okay.
I never get that. No. Never hear that.
Never.
Okay. Brian, what do you got?
All right. Coming back. It's going to be on Peacock November 25th. Yeah. Saved by the Bell. And I think they learned their lesson from the 90210 reboot that was not well received.
You're right.
This has kind of a follow-up. So AC Slater is back working at the school. Jesse Spano is working at the school. And Zach Morris... the governor of California.
In attendance will be the governor of California.
Max, Dad?
You look amazing. Your hair's fire.
My dad's also coming.
I don't care about your dad, Spencer. I just care about Zach and Kelly.
Can we talk?
Did you just sit backwards in a chair? Wow, never seen anyone do that in real life.
You only know how Bayside works for kids like you.
Hot kids. Privileged kid. Privileged kids.
There we go.
Oh, well.
We're Saved by the Bell. They're more woke now.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
It looks pretty good.
Dial me
it
in.
It looks fun.
Yeah. You say your boy likes the original, right?
Sam Bell has been watching the old ones and really enjoys it. So
he's 11?
We'll be watching it.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Okay. Good news is just around the corner. If that person who sleeps next to you snores. Yes, a new drug is in the works. It's a combination of two non-sleep drugs, actually. One is a drug for ADHD. The other is used to treat people with overactive bladders.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, a small study found that when both drugs are combined, it reduces snoring by 75%. And with people with sleep apnea, will have higher blood oxygen levels when they take it. The drug company's based right here in Massachusetts.
Really?
And they say they're doing a full trial to make sure it's safe. What a world, huh?
What a world.
What a future. No, right?
Yeah. You don't have to lose weight or exercise. Take that pill.
Take that pill.
Perfect.
Snore away.
I love it.
Snorgon.
I'm in.
That's what they're probably calling you, right?
Snorgon.
Snorgon.
No, it'll be some weirdo name. Like,
Somonex.
You know, Lexapon or something. Yeah. Like, what is
stupid
that?
Stupid name. Yeah. They're going to be in some video and a couple
and she's
having
upset.
Dinner.
Yeah.
And they go to bed and... She has the elbow.
Pull him. Yeah.
Boy, this
violent.
Sounds too close to home.
Beats an elbow in the face.
Hey, speaking of doctors, Dr. Oz is making a house call next. We'll see how things are going with COVID. Just the latest update from Dr. Oz. House call is next. You don't want to miss it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.